The one-pot or shake-and-bake method of cooking meth usually involves a plastic 2-liter pop bottle and ammonium nitrate found in products such as fertilizer stakes or cold compresses. The Governor's Office of Drug Control Policy has released a poster highlighting those items, hoping Iowans will report suspicious activity. Spokesperson Dale Woolery.
It's not just residents or citizens, but retailers too. You know, if they're seeing a lot of cold packs or fertilizer stakes going off the shelf, we would hope that they would take notice and call law enforcement as well.
In 2009, law enforcement in Iowa had just one report of a one-pot meth lab. That increased to 56 last year. Police have encountered 29 of the one-pot labs already this year. Radio Iowa, I'm Pat Curtis.